Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal.
A junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home.
Gil Scott Heron was a self-described bluesologist and a bold voice of social activism and music in the 1970s and 80s. He was the embodiment of a Greek chorus.
Home is where the haven is.
Against the backdrop of jazz and soul, he was able to explain the tragedies happening right now in our own backyard.
If I never went home again.
In 1970, he launched his career with a recording called Small Talk at 125th and Lenox. It was kind of groundbreaking in that it only featured his voice backed by percussion and bongos. Was it the birth of rap? Was it the precursor of slam poetry? One thing's for sure, that seminal release was a clarion call.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon.
Scott Heron put Big Brother on notice with a warning to the people about the dangers of mass media. The revolution will not be televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
In an interview with PBS, he said the thing that will change people is something that can't be captured on film because it's in your mind.
The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary.
The thing about Scott Heron's music that you can't turn your head away from is the issues he spoke to in the 1970s are still happening today. For example, in his song Whitey on the Moon, he offers a straight-faced indictment of the folly of space travel and healthcare here on Earth.
I wonder why he's up in me, because Whitey's on the moon.
This makes me think of commercial space travel and billionaires in orbit. While tens of millions of Americans right now are without medical insurance.
The price of food is going up, and as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon.
The mental health impact of layoffs and unemployment aren't a modern phenomenon.
Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon?
In 1971, the title track to Scott Heron's record, Pieces of a Man, put these issues into the spotlight. On that same album, the song Home is Where the Hatred Is follows the thoughts of a heroin addict who feels hopeless with nowhere to turn.
Jagged jigsaw pieces tossed about the room.
A 2022 survey showed that Black Americans were dying by overdose at twice the rate of white users and are incarcerated for drug offenses at a much higher rate as well. Then there's the 1977 track, We Nearly Lost Detroit. In that song, he raps about the partial meltdown of the nuclear power plant off of Lake Erie. The line, when it comes to people's safety, money wins out every time, may remind you of today's water supply issues in towns like Flint, Michigan, and Jackson, Mississippi. Gil Scott Heron died in 2011. Throughout his career, he made sure his music was not only a means of artistic expression, but also one of political protest, of fighting injustice, and of social activism. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to technical director Michael Osborne and assistance from Julie Yamacher, Andrea Blaine, Kevin O'Connor, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.